I'm thankful that I know him. I'm thankful that, you know, over this past, you know, week, you know, we've had Christmas and things like that. I'm thankful it's not just a story that I've learned about my whole life, and I'm thankful that it's not just something that just comes around one time a year. It's something that I feel. Something that's real. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that he did touch me one day. But if you got your Bibles, go to John 14. If you would, whenever you find your place, would you stand and give reverence to the reading of God's Word? John chapter number 14. I'll start there in verse number 1, and I'll read down. Bible says here, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." Thank you for standing. You may be seated. And I want to take the message out of verse 5 and verse number 6. It said, "Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And I want to preach on that simple thought, probably been preached on thousands of times, on I am the way. And how do we know the way? And I got to thinking about the God, His way, being the only way. And this is a real simple preaching tonight. It'll not be hard to understand. It'll be not hard to comprehend. But I got to thinking about Him being the only way. And a lot of times, our own devices will get us in trouble, Brother Kevin. I mean, my way is a lot of times corrupt, or your way is the wrong way, and my way is the wrong way. And a lot of times, it takes a lot of convincing and a lot of realization for us to know that our way is not correct a lot of times. And I got to thinking about He is the only way. A lot of times in our life, we get to wondering about something, or we have a problem in our life, and we go searching in the wrong direction. We start going the opposite way than what God would have in store for us, or God would have in front of us. A lot of times we're so naive and so carnal that a lot of times we just want to go our own way and try to figure it out on our own and our own devices and our own self, instead of just going with an easy way a lot of times and doing what God would have you to do. And I got to thinking about the reason why God's way is the way, and the reason why our ways are not the way a lot of times. I mean, a lot of times, you know, there's some times that we have to figure some things out on our own, and I understand that. But a lot of times, all of our answers need to be coming from God. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard to do that. Sometimes you might not like it. Sometimes it might be difficult. Or sometimes it might put you in a difficult situation in your life. But I promise you, God will not steer you wrong. And I got to thinking about the reason why God's way is the right way. And the first thing that I was looking at is His reputation. A lot of times, you know, you might could go back over my life, and there's been times that maybe I have scarred my reputation, or maybe I have done something wrong to wrong somebody, and they're looking at me now and saying, "Well, he's probably not any good. He's how he used to be." I mean, things like that. A lot of times, you know, we can take our lives and we can look back and say, well, and you can find places and you can find times in your life where you might have messed up your reputation. You know, some people can, there's probably people today that know me. If you went up and asked them about me, they'd say, well, he used to do these things, or he used to be like this, and things like that. And if if you was honest with yourself, people would probably say that about you too. And there's been times that we've maybe wronged somebody or done something wrong or made ourselves look ignorant in some way or something like that, that's ruined our reputation. Maybe we talked to somebody out of the way, or maybe we said the wrong thing to somebody or said the wrong thing at some time, and it might have hurt somebody's feelings or whatever it might be. But we see God's reputation is perfect. I mean, the Bible says in Matthew 5:48, it says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that way that we may be made righteousness." But anyways, I got to thinking about his reputation. I mean, you look at Pilate in the Bible. He said, "I find no fault in this man. You can look at me. You can follow me to the house, and you will find fault in me. By the time I get to the house, I'm going to let you down." A lot of times we start looking at God, our own ways and another man's ways, the pastor's ways, or whatever it might be. And a lot of times people will get tore up, or they'll get hurt about some things. You know, a lot of times whenever someone puts confidence in a man, or they put confidence in something like that. I mean, whatever it might be, they always get hurt, or they always get let down.
Yeah.
You know, the people put their confidence into the church. What happens if the church splits?
Right, brother.
People shipwrecked.
Yes.
You know, that's the reason why we should put our confidence and put everything that we have into what God has in God's way, and do what God would have us to do. And I got to thinking about God's reputation, and I got to thinking about my reputation. And, you know, my reputation, it might, you know, all of you might look at me and say, "Well, he's a pretty good boy. You know, he's a good feller. I mean, he comes to church. He works for a living." I mean, whatever it might be, he's good. But you don't know, some people know things that you don't know about me.
Right.
So my reputation sometimes it's according to who you talk to.
Yeah, brother.
And that's with everybody in here.
Right.
It's not just me. It's with everybody in here.
Right.
So, but I know somebody that is perfect.
Yeah.
That's the reason why his ways are perfect.
Hey.
That's the reason why his ways are not going to fail you.
Right.
So we see God's reputation. The next thing, we see God's reliability. You know, you could be in trouble sometime. And it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You might call me. I don't answer my phone because I'm asleep. But there's times at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that you're in trouble, or you have problems with something, and you can just fall down on your knees, or you can go into the throne room, you can go into the holiest of holies, and God's never asleep. He's always there to talk to you. He's always there, excuse me, to answer your questions, you know. And I got to thinking about his reliability. Hebrews 13:5. Bible says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Proverbs 18:24 says, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother."
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for his reliability. He's never turned me away, Brother Kevin. I've never called on him and said, "Well, I'm busy right now. I don't have time to talk to you. I'm talking to Kevin," or "I don't have time to talk to you. I'm talking to Tyler. You have to wait for a little while." Y'all don't have to wait on hold or anything like that. Whenever it comes to talking to the Lord.
Yes, brother.
And I'm thankful for his reliability. There's never been a time that I've called on him that he didn't answer my questions.
Hey.
Or he didn't answer what I was needing. And I'm thankful for that. You know, the Bible says, I mean, think about his reliability. And a lot of times, you know, if you can get a hold of me and you're in trouble, I'll come help you the best that I can.
Sure.
I'll do whatever I can in my power to help you. And I have confidence that everybody in here would do the same for me.
Right.
I'm thankful for my church family. But there's things that I cannot do for you that God can.
Hey, amen.
That's the reason why his ways are perfect. We see his reliability. That's why he's the only way. I'm not saying don't call me if you have trouble or anything like that, I promise. But I'm saying that I might let you down. Or I might not be available at a time. I'm thankful that he's always available. I'm thankful he's always there. We've seen his reputation, that he's perfect. He's perfect. He had to be perfect.
Hey.
That's the reason why He's the only sacrifice. But then we see in his reliability. You know, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
Hey.
I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he cares for me. And, Brother Joe, the next thing that I was looking at is God's reach. You know, there's times that you might be having problems. I'm talking, I'm preaching to you tonight about he's the only way. And why our ways are not always right. And why his ways are always right. And we see that God's reach. You know, you might be dealing with something spiritual. You might be dealing with something way deep.
Yes, brother. Go ahead.
And, you know, a lot of times I can't penetrate that for you. I can't go in there and I can't sit down and I don't know how you feel, I guess.
Right.
You know, people will say, you know, they'll say somebody's mom or their dad will pass away. And you don't know how to go to them and say, well, I understand how you feel because my mom and dad's still alive.
Yeah, brother.
You can't, you know, in those kind of situations, you don't know how that feels.
Right.
Because you've never been there before.
Amen.
And I got to thinking about his reach, how he can reach way, way deep down.
Brother.
And how he can take your heart and he can just twist it and turn it and mold it and always understand what you're needing and what you're crying out for and what any problem that you might have that you can't talk to your husband about or something that you can't talk to your mom and dad or your wife or the pastor or something like that. He can go way, way deep down and he can take that thing and he can turn it around and he can fix it and he can know your problems. The Bible says he knows our frame. And I'm thinking, and also it says in Psalms 103 and 14, it says, for he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are just dust. Because I'm thankful that his reach can reach all the way down to where I need it to every single time that I need him to. I'm thankful for that tonight. Isaiah 59:1 said, the Lord's hand is not short. I'm thankful that it's not too short. I'm thankful that we serve a real, real big God. I don't care how little you are, how big you are. I'm thankful that his reach can reach you. His reach. And you say, well, preacher, I've been real bad. I've done wrong. I'm lost. I mean, the Lord wouldn't have me and things like that. The Lord can reach all the way down there and get you too. And I'm thankful for that. You know that old song said, he reached way down for me. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for God's reach. Like I said, I'm preaching about he's the only way. He's the only way.
Yeah.
My reach, you know, a lot of times you can come to me and you can say, well, preacher, I'm having problems with this. Or, preacher, I'm having problems with that. And like I said, I can't get in there. And I can't sometimes understand what you're talking about. Or I can't know what you're going through. I'm thankful that the Lord knows everything that we need and everything that is good for us at the time. Excuse me.
Praise the Lord. That's good.
The next thing that I was looking at is God's reconcilement.
Amen.
And you think about what it means to be reconciled. You know, I looked at Webster and it said to agree, to settle, to accept. And I'm talking about how his ways are right and sometimes our ways aren't.
Yes.
A lot of times, you know, maybe there's people that might not want to reconcile with me. There's people that might not want to settle with me or agree with me on something. And I'm thankful for God's reconciling. I'm thankful that, you know, my sins are cast as far as from the east to the west. I didn't kneel down to get saved at Fairview Church whenever I was 12 years old. And he said, well, you're going to have to do this before I do this.
Right.
Or you're going to have to do this before I do that. He didn't say, well, you owe me some money, and then we'll be good.
Go ahead.
We'll be settled on this thing. He said, no. Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bible also said, today is the day of salvation. There wasn't no getting myself right or anything like that. He made me right. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for his reconciliation. I'm thankful that I don't have to argue with him whenever I'm wrong. Because he's not ever wrong.
Right.
I'm the one that's wrong.
Hey.
He doesn't argue. He might tell me that I'm wrong and that's it.
Right.
He doesn't. I don't argue with him or anything like that. I'm thankful that it's good enough that way he can just forgive us.
Sure.
We don't have to bicker back and forth. A lot of times, you know, people, Brother Kevin, if I don't agree with something, you can ask my wife. Sometimes I like to bicker. And it's not right. But, and I'm thankful I don't have to do that with God. I'm thankful that his reconcilement is just there. Amen. It's done. He reconciled it. It's settled.
Thank God.
He's agreed on it. He's accepted me. And I'm thankful for that.
Yes, brother.
We've seen his reputation, his reliability, his reach, and then, like I said, we've seen his reconcilement. You know, there's sometimes that you might get in an argument with somebody and you just can't agree on it. Yeah. Or maybe there's somebody that's just holding something against you.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like they're holding some kind of grudge against you or whatever it might be. Excuse me. Or maybe there's somebody that you can't forgive. You never know.
Yeah,
maybe somebody's wronged you in some way and you just can't forgive them. You can't reconcile it. Keep in mind, the reason why the Lord died is because of us.
Yes,
it's because of our sins.
That's right.
We put him there.
Wow.
He died for us. That way we could have eternal life.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
I'm thankful for his reconcilement. I'm thankful he can agree and settle and accept. And so we've seen his reputation, his reliability, his reach, his reconcilement, and then we see his righteousness. Bible says our righteousness is filthy rags.
That's right.
Our righteousness is no good.
Right.
The only thing righteous about us is him.
That's right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for his righteousness. It's not by our works. It's not by what we can do, how much money that we have, or whatever it might be. But it's by his grace and through the blood, and that's it. That's it.
Right.
So we see that he's the only way.
Right.
That's what I was talking about whenever I first started preaching. About how our ways a lot of times will put us in a bad situation or just make it worse. And why the reason why his way is always right, he'll never steer you wrong.
Right, bro.
Whatever God has in store for you, that's it.
That's right.
It'll just be right. And a lot of times what we think is right, especially whenever it comes to spiritual things and things like that, what we might think is right, or we're trying to maybe justify something to make it look right,
yes,
or to make it sound right, or to make it feel right.
Hey.
A lot of times it's wrong.
You're right, brother.
So we need to just do what the Lord have us to do.
Yes.
And be what the Lord have us to be. I'm done preaching. Maybe if Lisa will come get a song.
God in heaven help us tonight.
If everyone would stand.